Welcome to Cramming for Creox. I'm John, and I'm super excited to be here with you today. Let's get started, shall we? Welcome to another episode of Cramming for Creox, where we're about to bulk up on some fibroid knowledge. Today, we'll be exploring Practice Bulletin 228, focusing on the management of symptomatic uterine leiomyomas. First, let's talk epidemiology. Did you know that only 25% of fibroids are clinically significant enough to require intervention? As for risk factors, keep an eye on hypertension and BMI, while remembering that parity, combined oral contraceptive use, or even Depo-Provera use can be protective. Now, on to treatment options. For abnormal uterine bleeding due to fibroids, GnRH antagonists with add-back therapy can be a phenomenal option with a 90% resolution rate at 1 year. But watch out for the 24-month usage limit, although that's likely because they're not well studied for that specific indication. When it comes to hormonal contraceptives, with a reintervention rate of approximately 15% at 5 years, but a much higher rate of minor complications compared to hysterectomy or myomectomy, up to 64%, including post-embolization syndrome, vaginal discharge, and pelvic infection, all of which lead to higher rates of unscheduled visits and readmission compared to surgical aid. GnRH agonists, on the other hand, are better studied for both abnormal uterine bleeding and bulk management, but come with a regrowth caveat 3 to 9 months post-discontinuation. And remember the 12-month usage limit, although two small pilot studies demonstrate stable bone density with add-back therapy up to 3 to 10 years after initiation. For bulk symptoms, laparoscopic radiofrequency ablation and MRI-guided focused ultrasound can also be options, but focused ultrasound has a 54% reintervention rate at 5 years, compared to radiofrequency ablation's reintervention rate of 12% at 3 years. And finally, we've arrived at the surgical arena. Address iron deficiency anemia before myomectomy or hysterectomy to reduce operative morbidity and mortality. Minimally invasive myomectomy has an approximately 25% recurrence rate of fibroids over 3 years, higher for minimally invasive myomectomies compared to abdominal myomectomies for patients with over 5 fibroids, and a 12% reintervention rate at 5 years, higher for patients farther away from menopause, which makes sense. Unsurprisingly, straight stick myomectomy or pure laparoscopic myomectomy is 4.5-fold more likely to convert to an open procedure than robot-assisted myomectomy. Don't forget, hysterectomy boasts better short and long-term symptom and quality of life scores compared to myomectomy, so be mindful in your patient selection. So, there you have it, folks, an enlightening journey through the world of uterine leiomyomas. Thanks for joining us on Cramming for Creox, and stay tuned for more whirlwind learning adventures.